Alvin.
Hello and welcome to Papa John's Presents Extra Ranch. I'm your host, Matt Rice, and with me, as always, is... Are you about to sneeze? You look like you're about to sneeze.
I'm going
to
suppress it for this intro.
If you're going to sneeze, like, I don't have a sneeze button, but if you're going to do it, like, just let it rip.
No, I donked my nose and I knocked it back down into my body.
You what, your nose?
I give my nose a donking.
Like you hit yourself in the nose?
Yeah, some people call it a tap, I call it a donk. I donked my nose and my sneeze went back into my body.
Well, this young man who just donked his nose is my co-host, as always, Chris Cimino. Say hi, Chris, without sneezing. Go.
Woo-wee!
Well done. No sneeze.
No sneeze yet.
That was a good one. I liked it. All right, well, welcome. It's been a while since we've recorded one of these, but it feels great to be back. A lot of things have been happening, and we left you on kind of a bit of a cliffhanger, as Arnold Schwarzenegger would have been in.
Sylvester Stallone.
What about him?
You mix up your brawny men.
Paper towels?
No, that's the brawny man.
Okay.
He's never been in a film yet.
Yeah, he wasn't in Cliffhanger.
No, he wasn't.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was in Cliffhanger.
Sly Stallone was in Cliffhanger.
He was in Terminator.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was the Terminator. He's a T-800, I believe. Because Robert Patrick is a T-1000.
Who's Robert Patrick?
He's...
Oh, he actually went to my alma mater. Alma mater? I can't talk.
He's Agent Doggett in X-Files. You are just real dumb. What school did you go? What's your alma mater? Where'd you go? Some stupid university?
Yeah,
like Brown?
It was actually a really stupid university.
I'll bet.
Yeah. But the T-1000 went to it. I'm serious. He went to Bowling Green State University, which is where I went to school.
That's pretty cool.
Not really.
Robert Patrick, Agent Doggett, and the T-1000 went to your school. Show some pride.
All right. Falcon pride. We were the Falcons. He's a Falcon.
He's a Falcon.
Yeah. Anywho, back to the cliffhanger, which apparently starred Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
As I said in the beginning of the show, we are now technically sponsored by Michael Papa John, the actor who killed Uncle Ben in Sam Raimi's Better Man.
Technically sponsored by Michael Papa John, figuratively, literally, all the adverbs under the moon were sponsored by Michael Papa John.
By Michael Papa John, yeah. So you could say we've made it. And I know when we last left you, we were excited and scared about what we were going to have to do to gain the sponsorship. And let me tell you right now that I did not do anything sexual to Michael Papa John. Chris, did you do anything sexual to Michael Papa John?
I will go on the record saying that nor I did not do anything sexual with Michael Papa John.
And you're probably asking yourself, if Matt didn't and Chris didn't, how did they get the sponsorship? Because he clearly stated in his letter that either Chris and I both had to fucking suck him at the same time, or we had to fuck him separately, each of us.
Two fucks.
Two fucks or one simultaneous suck and fuck was the wording in the letter that we received.
Yes.
So Chris and I got kind of saucy, and when we ordered an Uber to take us over to Michael Papa John's residence to go through with it, because we didn't want to deal with this Papa John's lawsuit anymore, and we really figured that this was going to be the way to not only stick at the Papa John's, but continue to give you the podcast that you love so much and still have the Papa John name associated with it. Although it's not the pizza, in our eyes, it's kind of better. It's a better ingredient in Michael Papa John.
In order to effectively end the Papa John's threat against us, we stuck it to Papa John's by sticking it in Michael Papa John, is our impression as we walked up his, I don't know, like 300-foot driveway.
It was a long driveway.
It was a long driveway.
But it was a type of long... It was
like a football field, 300 feet.
Yeah, that measures up. So it's the type of driveway that you would expect to belong to the guy who killed Uncle Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And
not like Lily Tomlin's shit driveway.
No, yeah.
But like a Breckenmeyer driveway.
Yeah, we're talking like a Jane Fonda driveway. We're talking like a Mark Paul Gosselaar driveway.
Yeah, that guy has a lot of names.
Well, I get real excited whenever we can start talking about our pitch of Grayson Franklin and Bash.
Right. Cut Frankie.
We've got rid of yeah.
Yeah. Got rid of the dead weight.
Yeah, finally. God, I cannot. Can we take a moment? I forgot. Welcome to Emmy Talk. So, since the past episode, the Emmy nominations have come out. And guess who got nominated for a fucking Emmy for Best Supporting Comedic Performance by a Female in Television?
Breckenmeyer.
Not a female.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Also not a female.
Fuck. All right. One more guess?
One more.
Jane Fonda. Are you shitting my dick?
I'm not shitting your dick because it's not Jane Fonda. It is.
Don't say it.
I don't want to.
All right. Go ahead. Say it.
Fucking Lily Tomlin got nominated for Grace and Frankie.
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't understand why Jane Fonda wasn't nominated. I don't understand why. Like, sometimes don't they give Lifetime Achievement Awards to people? Like, hey, you're not nominated for the show, but you've done such great work. Let's give Breckenmeyer an Emmy. Why didn't that happen?
Right.
But instead, Lily Tomlin gets nominated for fucking Grace and Frankie for a role that she's dog shit in.
Her performance is as shitty as her driveway.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And that's not even the worst thing that came out of the Emmy nominations.
More?
There's more. There was not one. Not a technical Emmy, not a creative Emmy, not one Emmy nomination for the Netflix original series, The Ranch.
That infuriates me.
Which, first of all, driving around Hollywood like I do, I see a lot of billboards for like, for your consideration, for your consideration.
Right.
And but I never saw one for The Ranch. Like, normally I would see one for like House of Cards, Orange is the New Black. Like, Netflix had the money to put them out there.
Mm-hmm.
And part of me were like, oh, they probably don't even need to remind the Emmy voters to consider it because it's like at the front of their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't really see any for like other great shows.
Well, like, for example, like, you know, you get like a Daniel Day-Lewis performance like in Lincoln or There Will Be Blood. They didn't advertise that shit.
Yeah, you don't see that for the Academy Awards.
Not like necessary. Waste of money.
Yeah, it's a complete waste of money.
Because he's already going to get it.
Yeah. And so I assumed, like, why would Netflix waste their money on putting an ad campaign out there for The Ranch when it's obvious going to be nominated? Mm-hmm. So let's try to put it on our lesser known shows, our lesser popular shows, like House of Cards and Orange is the New Black.
Right, crap shows.
Yeah, complete dog shit shows. So, to my astoundment, when I was watching the Emmy nominee, I woke up early in the morning because it's always early on the West Coast. And I woke up.
I love that expression.
The West Coast?
It's always early on the West Coast.
Yeah, yeah. They should make a TV show about it.
Or like a sign that you hang up in your living room.
Oh, man.
At your beach house.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
We should get a beach house, too.
We should get into crafting and then with the profits, get a beach house.
And
that
then
we live
put
in
the
together.
Crafts in the beach
in
house.
The
All right. Side business. I'll make a note of that right now.
No, I got a pen right here.
Okay, write it down.
Okay.
Craft, get crafty, use crafts, put it, sell on Etsy.
We got to buy the string, too, though. Where do you get the string? The same place as you get the
Michaels.
Yeah, but did Michaels also sell, like, planks of wood and paintbrushes?
I think we would have to go to Lowe's for that. So okay. Go to Lowe's to get the wood. Go to Michaels to get the yarn, the paint. Okay.
This is going to take, like, all day. We're going to need food, too.
Okay.
Maybe we get some Papa John's.
I want to say no just because of what all they've done to us lately, but it's such a good deal.
I know.
That I feel like...
You know what? I'll get us some chewy granola bars. We'll be fine. Papa John's. Yeah, fuck the Papa John's.
Is that enough substance, though?
What if I get the peanut butter and chocolate chip ones? Added protein, sugar.
What if we get those, and then on the way back from Lowe's, we stop at Papa John's and just get a couple like garlic sauces to dip the granola bars into?
Throw in a few marinaras, and it's called a deal.
Okay.
It's high five over it.
Okay, so that's a deal. So we figured this out. So with the profits from the craft signs that we're going to sell, I kind of forget what were they going to say? It's always
early on the West Coast.
There it is.
Ellipsis.
Ellipsis.
And like a cool beach background, possibly a seagull flying by going,
"Kah!" Holy shit, that's really good.
I want it to be like one of those fish, Barry the Bass or whatever they're called.
Oh, like the singing fish?
Yeah, yeah, the ones from The Sopranos. And it's going to turn over. It's going to be like a seagull that's attached to the sign,
uh-huh.
like mounted on the sign, like a taxidermied seagull. And it's going to go look at you and go, "Kah!"
What if it said it's always early on the West Coast?
Ooh, that's even better.
But like a bird voice.
But no one's going to believe that because seagulls don't say that. So
yeah, but do Billy Bass sing?
See this.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're a team.
I feel like, I mean, we got the sponsorship from Michael Papa John, but we might not even need it anymore. We might just be able to continue to do this podcast just from...
our seagull profit.
Obviously. But... I feel like we've really jumped the gun on this. I should probably get back to the story.
Mm-hmm.
So we're walking up to... Oh, no, we're still in Emmy talk. Okay, so yeah, The Ranch wasn't nominated.
We're pissed.
We're not happy about it.
Pretty steamed.
I've already picketed outside of the WGA, which I think that's who nominates for the writing awards, at least, right? Mm.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Or do we go to the Academy of Television? Is that a thing?
I mean...
have I been picketing outside the wrong building this entire time?
You may have been outside the wrong building.
Okay. I'll Google it.
When were you taking time from picketing outside the DNC to go picket the Emmy nominations?
Yeah.
Because you've been hustling at the DNC and just causing all kinds of problems.
Well, we've been over how much I'm a Trump supporter in past episodes. So, part of me... excuse you. Part of me...
excuse you, Hillary.
Well, yeah. That was what my picket said outside of the DNC was, "Pardon me, Hillary." And then on the back it said, "You dumb cunt." It's been going over real well.
I'm on board.
Yeah. I'm with her.
Pfft. Yeah.
No. I'm with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should actually put your picket sign onto one of our own craft signs. "Pardon me, Hillary. You dumb cunt."
"You dumb cunt" is always early on the West Coast. No, it's a complete combination. And then the seagull says it.
Yeah.
The seagull says...
the seagull turns to the person that walks past it and says,
"Pardon me, Hillary, you dumb cunt, but it's always early on the West Coast." I kind of want to stop recording right now and just immediately start making these.
Well, first we got to remember
We
got to go to Lowe's. So we can't start immediately. We don't have the supplies here.
Yeah, we got to get the chewy bars and the ranch and marinara sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then profit.
Yeah. Jump straight to profit. Jump cut. Profit.
Yeah. Cut to profit.
Profit, yeah. I prefer the jump cut because it's more like a...
What if we exact. Did a star wipe to profit?
Hmm. Or what about a Lucas Star Wars circle wipe?
That's not bad.
How about a David star wipe?
Like Jew?
Yeah, like a Jew star wipe.
Like Donald Trump used in that one ad. Remember when he used the Jew star? That was so smart. That was so smart.
I loved that.
I loved it too.
He's a fan of the coloreds and the Jews.
And that's what I love most about him is he's trying to keep everybody in the country while keeping other people out of the country. This has been Emmy Talk. So we're walking up Michael Papa John's driveway, both fearful and oddly eager to suck and fuck him. Or fuck and fuck him.
I was thinking dealer's choice.
Because he hasn't really seen her faces before, so it was kind of like, he might not even want, he might see her faces and just be like, "Guys, I just want to hang out."
I don't think, and I'm not trying to tell tales out of school here, but I feel like he'd probably want to fuck my face before he'd want to fuck your face. And that's no offense. It's just your butt is way tighter than mine, and my face is more.
That's a good
that's
point.
My
your face,
feature,
look, your face looks more like a tight butt, and my tight butt looks more like a face. So it makes sense.
Especially when you put the Groucho Marx glasses on it.
Yeah, which I did. So I had the Groucho Marx glasses on my butt, and we're walking up the driveway, all ready to suck and or fuck Michael Papa John. And the first thing I noticed when I rang the doorbell was it wasn't just like a ding dong. It was like dun 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 dun, which is like a really classy door, but like that's you right. can't just get that.
No, it's like a Mozart concerto.
Exactly. So at that point, my hand stopped trembling and immediately went to ease. Mm. It was like, Matt, no matter what happens, no matter if you get fucked or you gotta suck, everything's gonna be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then cut to.
Jump cut to
the door opens.
Right, so it was like a second later, but still a jump cut. Yeah.
Door opens. And who's behind the door? Is it Michael Papajohn?
It is not.
We'll find out right after this. And we're back. So the door opens. And it's my neighbor, Steven Seagal. And I was, first of all, like, I love him. Like, he's a great neighbor and we've become really, really close. But I was like, Steven, what are you doing?
Right, because you guys cut your lawn on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And you had just cut your lawn with him 2 days prior.
Yeah.
And you had spoken to him endlessly for like an hour while you guys were cutting each other's lawns. And yeah, he didn't mention a word of this.
No, yeah. And I told you that. Like, I looked at him, I went, Steven. And I turned my head to Chris and I went, Chris, 2 days ago, me and Steven were cutting our lawns at the exact same time and talked for like an hour. And he never mentioned he was going to be at Michael Papa John's. And then I turned back to Steven and I said, Steven, we had just talked for like an hour while mowing the lawn. You didn't tell me you were going to be at Michael Papa John's. This is Michael Papa John's place, right?
Right.
And he said, boys, I'd like you to come in. I got to tell you something. When Steven Seagal tells you to come in, you come in.
You come in lickety split.
Yeah.
If he says to lickety split, come on in, you come on in.
Yeah, obviously. So we walk in, and Michael Papa John's place is just immaculate. Wooden floors, vaulted ceilings, just beautiful portraits.
Palatial.
That is the best way to describe it,
mm-hmm.
is it was really palatial.
Mm.
And immediately they offered us a drink. They being Steven Seagal and Steven Seagal's assistant, who I've met plenty of times before, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Just a delight. Just a wonderful person. Nothing like your ex-girlfriend. Like, the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. Like, if you could... You should be with someone like Michelle. Like, we should talk to Steven and see if he could hook something like that up. Because she is just perfect.
Trust me, I would love to. I felt like she was a little off-put, though. When you walked in backwards with those Groucho Marx glasses on your butt.
Well...
It put her off a little bit to the point that I was like, to quote Kramer versus Kramer, it's irreparable. And I don't know if I could ever, like, date the woman.
Well, I mean, it's understandable. But at the same point, like, I probably should have known as soon as Steven answered the door that I wasn't going to have to go through all of this butt. So, like, I probably could have just hiked up my pants and been like, this is not, mm-hmm. this isn't necessary, Matt.
But you're committed and there's nothing wrong with that.
And I read the letter and I wanted to make sure that Papa John's knew he was getting the best. Mm-hmm. So he was going to get the best face mm-hmm. to suck and he was going to get the best butt to fuck. So I wanted to make sure that he knew my butt looked a lot like a face. So I walk in backwards.
I walk in forwards.
Yeah, to show off that face. So we get in, and finally, from the kitchen, who comes turning the corner but the man himself, Michael Papa John.
Mm.
And the next thing that happens is just, I couldn't believe it.
Kids would say it's off the chain.
Literally. So Michael Papa John unhooks the chain that he was wearing around his neck that said Michael Papa John on it, which I thought was like cool.
That's so cool.
It was pretty cool. And he goes, guys, I'm sorry I had to do this, but it was too funny not to do.
Mm-hmm.
Myself and my friend Steven here put a little bit of a fast one on you.
Mm-hmm.
As your friend Ashton Kutcher would say, you boys have been punked.
Mm.
And immediately Chris and I just like fall to the floor laughing
mm-hmm.
hysterically because mm-hmm. I've never been punked before. It was hilarious to think that you and I were going to have to go to a Hollywood actor's house and suck and or fuck and fuck him to get him to sponsor our podcast because Papa John's wanted to sue us. And then to find out it was all a big joke. Hilarious.
That's so funny,
it's
though.
It's so funny.
If you don't see the humor in that, then shut up and get out of here because that's hilarious.
It's super hilarious.
Man. That's so funny.
It was so, like, we were literally laughing on the floor for minutes.
Minutes and minutes. I remember I jumped for joy at one point.
Yeah.
Because of how funny it was.
Yeah. And the fact that you weren't going to have anyone shove their dick in your face.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been, yeah. So I was happy for that. I mean, but then again, to each his own. Like, what we were was we were ready to take one for the podcast.
Yeah, the team of the podcast, which is the listeners and myself and Chris. Mm. But once we finally gathered ourselves and stopped laughing.
Jump cut to,
there were no more laughs for like the next like few hours because it was strictly business, which brings us to where we are today. Mm-hmm. Chris and I are currently standing on the docks of Marina Del Rey waiting to get on Steven Seagal's submarine that he got for appearing in the film, starring in the film Under Siege 2.
Let me just amend that real quick. Starring in the masterpiece
Under Siege 2.
Under Siege 2.
And you're probably asking yourself, Matt, Chris, what are you guys doing standing on a dock in Marina Del Rey about to get into the submarine from Under Siege 2?
Right, why aren't you broadcasting from Hollywood, California? Because we're pissed.
We're pissed, and we're not the only two people that are pissed.
Not at all.
There are two other people that are pissed, and they go by the names of Steven Seagal and Michael Papa John. Which brings me to this week's Flock of Seagal.
Still not fair, that's right. Okay, how about this? I'll get down on my knees. Is this any better? Come and get some. Come and get some.
Welcome to Flock of Seagal. So, Steven Seagal brings up that Michael Papa John's has brought us to his home for a reason. And that reason is Michael Papa John has had it up to here, and Steven Seagal put his hand over his head for emphasis.
Because he's taller than him.
Yeah, he's so tall that Michael Papa John has had up to here with Papa John's, the pizza company.
Mm-hmm. Sick bastards.
Because he's been an actor longer than Papa John's has been in business, and constantly he'll go in for auditions, and they'll be like, "And you are?" And they'll say, "Michael Papa John." And they'll go, "Excuse me?" And they'll say,
"We thought you were going to be a pizza."
And there's so many times where they're casting pizzas, and Michael Papa John walks in, and they go, "This isn't a pizza. This is a man." And he's like, "Again?" Mm-hmm. So he's just had it up to here, and he was looking for a way to get rid of Papa John's, basically.
Obliterate them. End them. No, wait, that's a shorter and less effective word. Obliterate them.
Yeah, use that one. So he brought us in, and he was basically like, "Boys, I've brought you here because, one, I love your podcast. Steven has turned me on to your podcast. I love it. Two, you boys know two things better than anyone else. The ranch and Papa John's." And they needed some couple of insiders on Papa John's.
Yeah, they didn't really so much need the ranch knowledge.
Yeah, but the funny thing about that was, like, so we devised this plan that we'll get to here in a minute for that took like 2 hours, but then we stayed at Michael Papa John's place for like 4 hours after that and strictly talked ranch, which was great because we basically talked about like what our theories were going to be for episode 10. And I got to tell you, Michael Papa John thinks some, like, that dude's got some crazy fucking ideas about the ranch.
He's like a mad scientist.
He really is. Like, I don't know why he's like, I feel like he's limiting himself as an actor instead of like trying to be a writer.
Right. He's like the next Stephen King or, I don't know, like another, he's like the next Stephen King.
That would be the best way I could describe him is as the next Stephen King. Mm-hmm. The next Stephen King. So we devise this plan, and you're probably wondering, why are we telling you about the plan? First of all, you're our loyal listeners, and we want to tell you everything. Secondly, we're not sure if we're going to make out of this alive. Basically, this could be us recording our goodbye to you and to everyone that we gave it our best shot. We wanted to make a podcast about the ranch, and we did it to the best of our abilities, and we're going to do it by taking out Papa John's Pizzeria.
You may be thinking, but Chris, there's one episode of The Ranch left after this one, episode 10. What about your episode 10 of Papa John Presents Extra Ranch? And to that we say, we tried. and we did our very best, but we need to put an end to this nonsense.
We care so much about this that we're willing to put everything on the line for the opportunity to say to you, hello, welcome to the finale of Michael Papa John's Presents Extra Ranch, and not have any worry that we're going to get sued by Papa John's, and not going to have any worries that Michael Papa John is going to have to deal with going in for another audition where they think he's a pizza.
You may be asking yourself right now, Matt, Chris, why Steven Seagal? And just think about that question for 1 second. We don't need him for his gun-toting abilities. We don't need him for his extra big rippling muscles. He is a cyber hacker extraordinaire. On the set of the reality TV show Lawman, Steven Seagal mastered the art of cyber hacking. How else do you think we're going to break into Papa John's HQ in the middle of the Pacific Ocean? Their secret HQ, mind you.
Which we never told you guys about this before, but when we went to the advertised headquarters of Papa John's in Louisville, we saw floor plans for the hidden HQ.
Funny backstory. I was showing my mom the pictures of that we took, the selfies of us in the HQ.
Mm-hmm.
And in the background, what do you call those things that they use in high school that would broadcast a thing? We saw like
a projector?
We saw like a projector, and there was like a blue thing. And we're like, what? What is that? And there was some white stuff on it. And we're like, oh. It's a blueprint. So we enhanced the imagery, enhanced and enhanced and enhanced and enhanced. And by the time we cut all the way into it and could see it in perfect 4K resolution, we realized that it was a blueprint to their secret HQ, which resides in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, or like somewhere, I don't know, Sweden or something.
But as soon as we gave that photo to Steven Seagal, he was like, this is perfect, because he saw something that we did not see.
Mm.
Inside the headquarters, inside this blueprint, there is a little sketch of a sheet of paper that said, on the top of it, if you just looked really, really close, secret recipe for pepperoni rolls.
And that seems so weird to write that on a blueprint.
It seemed very weird at the time.
Not, yeah, they don't really have like that.
They don't put that kind of stuff on there, but Papa John's, like, they're so confident in the things that they can do, and that no one would try to take their secret ingredients that they just fucking advertise on a goddamn blueprint.
Secret ingredients, secret pizza, Papa John's.
Once they saw that, they were like, this is it. We're going to steal the recipe to the pepperoni rolls. Then we're going to sell that recipe to Domino's.
And you and I cut in and said, but wait a minute. Let me one-up you, Steven Seagal. Much due respect, but let us just intercept this for a second. Let's buy some of that Domino's stock.
So we immediately called up our broker, and we got each 10,000 shares of Domino's pizza. Michael Papa John and Steven Seagal, they fronted us some money for the stock because we didn't have that type of money.
Right.
But that was,
we're going to pay him back. We're good for it.
Yeah. This was an exchange for what we're about to do right now. Chris and I are about to get into the submarine from Under Siege 2 and head to the secret headquarters to steal the recipe of the pepperoni rolls. And you're probably asking yourself, Matt and Chris, how are you going to get into the secret headquarters? That's where the cyber hacking comes in. You were probably wondering, when's the cyber hacking come in? That's when. Because the hatch, the submarine hatch to the secret lair is controlled by, guess what? Cyber. The internet.
For those that maybe can't picture a hatch, think back to the hit show Lost. Remember that hatch?
Enough said.
That's the hatch.
That's the hatch.
You gotta just get into this hatch. All hatches are the same. Sometimes you just need a hyper genius like a Steven Seagal to break in. This has been Flocka Seagal.
Now, you're probably wondering, guys, we're 32 minutes into this episode and we haven't even talked about the show The Ranch yet. Well, guess what? We're about to. Episode 9 of The Ranch, entitled There Goes My Life. Chris, now, you've been real hard on the ranch, I feel like, but I want to know what you think about episode 9.
The show's special to me, But I've been really waiting for that banger of an episode.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting to just get banged out by an episode.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the one. This was an amazing, amazing, fantastic, amazing episode.
I agree. Would you say this is your favorite episode yet or the best episode yet?
Hands down. Feet down. Best episode
hands
ever.
Hands and feet down?
Hands and feet on the floor. Doggy style. Best episode ever.
I would agree. This was the doggy style. Like, I would doggy style for this episode. It was my favorite by far.
You and me together, buddy.
Loved it. So many great things were covered in this episode. And, like, should we jump to the cliffhanger right now?
I would love to.
So, Abby, Eliza Dushku, says yes to getting married to fucking the hotel guy.
The Marriott guy.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a connection there? Marriott, marriage?
You know, I never thought about it until, like, you just saying it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you think, like, the writers, like, when they started writing the show, they were like, he should work at the Marriott because she's going to marry him.
Yeah.
That's like,
yeah,
that's some next level writing.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't understand how it didn't get nominated for an Emmy.
Speaking of writing this episode, teleplay by Max Searle and Nathan Chetty.
Nice to see Chetty back.
I love when Chetty comes back.
Yeah.
Story by Rio and Patterson. Now, what's commendable about that is Rio and Patterson sat down, crafted a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story, and then just handed it off to their friends Searle and Chetty and said, you guys take this one.
Which I think is very admirable, because sometimes, like, I know when I come up with a story, I want to keep it very close to the chest and I don't want to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they were able to give it away like the Red Hot Chili Peppers would do, is it speaks so highly of them and about how, like, the show is such a, just, it's a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
Just how, like, what we're about to do, the Papa John's, is such a team effort between you, myself, Steven Seagal, and his best friend, Michael Papa John.
It's hard to fight back against people that are really banded together.
We're like a band of brothers.
We're almost like a Searle, Chetty, Rio, Patterson team.
Yeah, that's exactly how I'd put our team. It's four guys out there to do it, and we're out there to do it.
Now, the climax of this episode, what did that do to you?
So they're at the wonderful Cracker Barrel. And they're about to get...
It's pronounced Crackle Barrel.
Is it?
Yeah, it's pronounced Crackle Barrel.
Oh, okay. Because it just kind of crackles. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't keep crackers in a barrel because they would get soggy.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You would keep crackles in there. Checks out. So you're seeing Ashton Kutcher. You're seeing his character, Colt, just look down at him as this is happening. And the weirdest thing about it is before Abby says yes, she glances up at him. We're just kind of like, I don't know if this is the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was just kind of like, I don't know if this is the right thing.
No, you know what I said?
What'd you say?
I don't know if this is the right thing.
And that's why this,
and then a fade to black.
Yeah. And we're out.
Beautiful.
And you know what we did? We didn't even get into the fact that Rooster fucked What's-Her-Face's mom.
Yeah.
And now they're like dating.
Yeah, Rooster fucked his brother Colt's girlfriend's mom.
Yeah, which is, I thought was like real fun, because originally they're on a date with like the sister, and then he ends up fucking the mom? Only on the ranch would something like this happen.
Would you say that went...
Would I say that went what?
Over your head?
Hi, welcome to Over My Head. So, I was originally like, oh, they're going on a date, two sisters, two brothers, like, that's awesome, like, that's cool. And I was like, this is right where my head should be. And all of a sudden, he takes the girl home because she was, like, upset about, like, her ex-boyfriend, and all of a sudden, he fucks the mom? Phew!
It was just so weird, because it's like, you got a nice, young, hot bod, and then you're fucking the mom's loose pussy. That just goes over my head.
Over my head. And we're back. And as we were doing Over My Head, I got a text message from Mr. Seagal himself that it's game time.
Systems are go.
Systems are go. The hack is in. And it's time to get on this Marine and sub it. So fans, I'd like to do lightning round, but I don't even know if we have time. We might just have to get right on this boat.
I think we got to start heading out west to Papa John's headquarters. and do this mission. And let's, not to get sentimental, but you guys have been great to us as we have been great to you. It's been an absolute delight.
It's been a wild ride.
It's been a wild, wild ride. And I just want to say that if we don't make it back, we didn't die in vain.
We went out there doing what we love best, which is boarding a submarine to try to take down a pizza headquarters to save our podcast about a Netflix show called The Ranch. That's what I love the most, and I'm doing it with the person that I love the most, my best friend in the whole wide world, Chris Amino.
You really are my Lou Costello.
You really are my Bud Abbott. What a crazy wild ride it's been. All right. Well, fans, it's been fun. And hopefully the next time you'll hear from us is from the finale of Extra Ranch, where we talk about episode 10 and we talk about how we took down an empire. Not the Fox TV show, but the pizza corporation known as Papa John's. I'm Matt Rice.
My name is Christopher Cimino.
And I love you, the fans. I love the ranch. And I love America.
God bless it.
God bless you.